You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
You should do an audiobook. I mean, you got a good one for it.
I think it would take me quite a while. I've done voiceover work before. Yeah. And it's painstaking because they're like, that was great. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. I'd have to decide what kind of voice I'd use too.
You should use your...
my voice.
In the criminal justice system voice.
Oh.
Did you see what TJ Oshie did over the weekend? Of course you did.
I will not have green eggs and ham.
Stupid question. You guys saw what TJ Oshie did over the weekend. Yeah, I'm following his every coming and going. Yeah, TJ Oshie from the Washington Capitals, he went to a wedding and he used a candle holder as his glass. Like he just dumped out the contents of the candle holder to pour himself bigger drinks.
I feel like those are on sale at Anthropologie right now for $60.
Mm-hmm. Like, even confirmed, because it was like a hot theory because there were photos of TJ Oshie. But his wife took to Instagram and confirmed candle turned Captain and Coke, TJ Oshie.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Is that look at me, Louie?
A little bit. Look how large that is.
Yeah. That's pretty big.
Taking the picture. Yeah, that's definitely look at me, Louie.
Down. Look at this, Louie.
Amin and Zach, did you ever see the video? I saw a video on NBA Reddit. I'm not sure if it was, I mean, it had to have been corroborated because who could fake their appearances?
Ogle me Oshie.
Of Boban and Nikola Jokic in the club at the same time. That they went to like this event together. Yeah. And like Boban was absolutely going off in this club. I can't even imagine how crazy that night is at that particular establishment in Eastern Europe where the two of them are home and it's these two giant men in a club at the same time.
How much booze does it take to get Boban drunk?
Or Jokic?
Like, no, Boban for sure.
Yeah.
It's his ears alone.
Like a fist of vodka on his side.
Yeah. To get those ears red was just, yeah.
For doing a unit as like either one beer or one cocktail, it's got to be at least into the 20s, right?
No, this is the line from Semi Pro. It's like, how do you like your martinis shaken in a carafe, right? Like or whatever,
shaken
like
in that. That's carafe.
Yeah, that's literally the only way you're getting Boban like moving the needle for him. A beer, that's like if someone says, "Hey, can I have a sip of your drink?" For him, a beer, he's probably crushing that whole thing.
I was once in the Wolf locker room, and Nikola Pekovic was trying to tell Gorgi how much vodka they were going to drink. And he was basically saying, like, we're going to do, like, a bottle each. And Roni Turiaf was just like, what are you doing? Like, what are you... This is...
These like, are what not are you doing to this kid? The metrics.
Yeah. If Boban holds a bottle of vodka in his hand, does it look like a bottle of Coke that you would get at a...
No, I think it looks like the little mini travel bottles.
Really?
The cordials.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Mike, was it Andre the Giant who like would just down like a six pack at a time?
Yeah, yeah, you would get him in cases. That's what it took for him. But
how big was he?
I mean, he was massive. He just wasn't tall. He wasn't as tall as he was billed because
he got
smaller over time, right? That was in the Andre the Giant documentary. He got smaller over time.
Yeah, because his spine was giving way to his massive frame. Yeah.
But he was legitimately like 450 pounds and up.
Yeah.
I mean, he was.
Yeah. And that's true. They would just like toss blankets over him when he'd pass out in hotel lobbies. I love the commitment. The commitment.
They would because they couldn't move him. They couldn't wake him. Like they would just like the staff would just put a blanket under.
Yeah. That's not disturbing at all for the guests that come in. There's a corpse in the, the lobby.
It looked like a piece of furniture by all accounts.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out like for Boban, who's taller but not as heavy, but way more active. higher metabolism?
Yeah.
Does that mean he can drink more or less than Andre the Giant?
Nobody can drink more than Andre the Giant.
Yeah, I don't think anybody can.
Can he drink as much or less than Andre the Giant?
You don't think in like 20 years' time we'll have like apocryphal stories about things that Boban can do?
I think Modern Drunkard magazine named Andre the greatest drunk.
Yeah, but when did they do that?
I don't know. Is there still a Modern Drunkard?
That
like there's got to be. We have to keep, you know, taking inventory, don't we?
Amin's on the cover next month.
I'm the editor.
It does seem like Modern Drunkard is still publishing. They do have an active website. I just can't believe that, like, you know what? That's an unfortunate thing. I guess internet, like the internet will solve this problem. But like these niches that were covered by magazines, like why would there be a Modern Drunkard magazine if not for the fact that there was a clientele for this?
What is Modern Drunkard?
It dates all the way back to the 20s, where like the name kind of hits you like, what are they going for? But it goes back to the modern 20s.
When an old magazine?
Yeah, Modern Drunkard. Like that was a classy brand back then.
Yeah, the latest Prohibition news and the Modern Drunkard.
Was there a modern chain smoker magazine too?
I like the idea that it's a magazine that gives you better ways to get drunk. in 1923...
The butt funnel issue was just, they had no idea how big this is going to be.
Wait.
The game that's sweeping the nation, Flip Cup.
There's a tab on drunkard.com that is our rich history. And I wonder if this is just all a rib, because it says it started as the genteel drunkard. And I kind of feel like this could all just be the work of a brilliant mastermind, that this thing just started in the 70s and it was just handed out of college.
Nathan Fielder's grandpa.
Became Modern Wino. No, this is a rib.
Jack, you have a top five National League team names. This is based on our conversation from hour one about Welcome to Wrexham, the Welsh team that Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney bought that is in the National League, which is the fifth tier of English professional football. Zach, top five National League team names.
OLI. Woking.
I'm sorry, who?
Woking. Like, stay woke.
When you brought this up earlier, okay, I thought you were talking about the National League in baseball. And it took me a second until, like, just now that National League is, you're referring to the fifth tier of English football. There's some great names, by the way.
I was like, the
I'm
Pirates.
Excited for this list. Woking is excellent.
Number five, Wrexham.
It's AFC Wrexham.
I like
right?
Wrexham.
AFC Wrexham?
It just says Wrexham on the table.
Hmm.
How about me using table there correctly?
Table.
I'm swooning.
I wish I had my bell or at least a kazoo.
Wrexham. I just met him.
Wreckies.
Oh, no. I like that one. That never gets old to me. Number four, Oldham Athletic.
It's
subscribe to the Athletic.
Oldham is a great one.
It's Oldham.
No, Old Ham's better.
It's spelled Old Ham, buddy. I don't know what to tell you.
Like Gary Old Man.
Yeah. Number three. Where'd it go? Number three. Wealdstone. I just think it's cool to wield a stone, you know? It's not spelled wield like that, but it's close enough. Number two. Dorking Wanderers.
What?
Dorking Wanderers.
Dorking.
Spelled exactly how you think it is. Middle of the table right now, too.
They're playing right now. What's happening?
Are they?
Yeah, they are. I just Googled them. I guess there's some National League games going on at the moment.
I've got three units on them.
They're playing the Boreham Wood.
Just tell me.
The Boreham Wood.
Boreham.
Please.
Old Ham.
Hey, can you just, while you got the score up, can you tell me if anyone scored in the first 15 minutes?
Yes.
Shit.
Alfie Rutherford.
Yeah, Alfie Rutherford for Dorking Wanderers. But Boreham Wood have come all the way back. They lead by 2-1 in the 68th minute.
Needed that one.
Mike's chasing. And number one.
Is there a bank holiday in the UK? Why are they playing on a Monday afternoon?
Number one, your 2021 World Series champions, Atlanta Braves.
The most predictable film noir ever.
What?
Go Braves.
There is a summer bank holiday today, Woody.
Wait, can I say Braves anymore? I can't, can I?
You can say Braves.
Atlanta baseball team.
Yeah.
Our both favorite and least favorite name of a team in the National League, Mike and I, we went to go see them play, is Dagenham and Redbridge.
We absolutely hate
this team.
That's the team that tied with Wrexham the game they needed to get automatic.
Yeah.
Yeah, they tied. So what's it called? Dagenham and what?
Redbridge. We saw them in person. Right? They're partially owned by the former U.S. goalkeeper, Tim Howard.
Can I give you my real number one?
Please.
I just did the Braves thing as a Braves fan. That's no, not Vinny. Boogie. Maidenhead United. Oh, yeah.
I just met him.
Yo.
Yes. Yeah. Hit it. Turn it around. Just stick with it, kids.
Was Sully Hall Moores in your OLI?
Sully Hall Moores?
Yeah.
Sounds like one of Stugatz's friends.
Chris Whittingham is a fancy lad.
I got a top five list, guys, for dumbest sayings.
Hit us.
OLI number one, calling something scary that's not actually scary.
OLI, I submit to you.
Wait, when is that used? I mean,
scary hours.
Scary.
When Kyrie gets on the Lakers with LeBron and AD, it's going to be scary.
Scary. You're talking about the Pro Football Reference, Bleacher Report, like lineup graphic.
Like sports.
Oh, yes.
Oh, BR Gridiron. Yeah, whenever someone makes a big trade in the NFL, you can guarantee this receiving group is going to be scary.
Yeah, I remember when Kenny Britt went to the Browns. The Browns are going, who's going to stop these guys? Kenny Britt, actually.
OLI number two, calling anything the greatest or the worst when it's neither. So I'm not talking about saying Serena Williams is the greatest athlete ever. Like that, okay. I'm talking about like when people say like things like, oh, this was the greatest pizza ever. No, it wasn't.
You just don't know that.
I saw
two greatest Aubrey Plaza movies last night.
Oh, she's having a moment. Which ones did you see?
Hull and Oates.
Billy Gill.
I've known you for 10 years. You never once mentioned Allison.
Unironically. Number five.
You're out of touch.
like my radio
You're
career.
Out of touch. You're out of like Jessica's wire. Radio career. Number five.
Jeremy Ford.
Calling anything brutal.
Oh, that's I like calling things brutal.
Brutal.
No. Oh, someone gets hurt. Brutal.
Brutal.
Anthony Davis, sprained ankle. Brutal. Danilo Gallinari, torn meniscus. Brutal. Get out of here.
This segment.
Stupid. Brutal.
Well, maybe.
Number four. It is what it is.
I agree with you. I hate that one. That's my number one.
How is this only? How is this only number four? Feels like we've done seven of these.
Tune in to find out. Yeah,
it is what it is something you say when you want to no longer have a conversation, but do not want to acknowledge any opinion about said conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I say it all the time. It's a verbal crutch and it means nothing.
Number three, at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, we're another day older.
Nobody talks about the beginning of the day. That's what I want to know. The beginning of the day, what's happening?
Sugats used to do that all the time when he first started, and now he's just replaced that with listen.
Does everyone need a verbal tick? Yeah. Could you get through life without having a verbal tick?
No. You need one.
Is Bob Costas the only person in the world who doesn't have a verbal tick?
Oh, he's got him.
Why do you say that he doesn't have one? Have you listened to every
Dennis
Bob
Miller
Costas thing?
I've studied his broadcasting a fair amount.
And he doesn't have a single one?
Not one.
Verbal tics can sometimes be a good thing. For example,
he's a compiler.
Jeff Goldblum.
His whole career is built on verbal tics.
My whole career is built on verbal tics. Sometimes he can spin
it's taking
a
meteoric rise in recent times with his verbal tics. Oh, yes.
Gilbert Gottfried didn't have verbal tics.
This segment's making me uncomfortable now.
Just sinking into the floor.
Can you fart again, Jared? There's too much eyeing back here. Wait,
don't try too hard.
Now I want a fantasy book having sex with Jeff Goldblum.
Number two. I will say this.
I mean, not to throw stones. You say first of all a lot.
He also says, "I submit to you," which is the same as I will say this.
No.
Yes,
no.
You start almost everything with.
There's a big difference.
I submit to you first of all.
Put it on the poll. Has Charles Barkley ever gotten to second of all?
I first of all a lot. Second of all, dicks. When I go, I submit to you, I'm doing it on purpose. Number one, dumbest phrase or saying. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? That's number one.
How did To Each Their Own not make this list?
Or Agree to Disagree.
No, it's not. To Each Their Own is not used enough. It's not common enough.
Are you kidding me?
To Each Their Own? I don't hear it a lot. Agree to Disagree, Jess. To me is just a conversation ender. It's like, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
It's like, it is what it is.
No, it is what it is. Is people don't know what else to say.
Tony does one of these. He does, that's crazy. That's his way of acknowledging that he's not listening.
No, that's the thank you.
Yes, I do that too, Tony.
To me, that's like, wow, this conversation's going a little bit too long. That's crazy, damn, dude. That's crazy. Wow.
I do it. That's brutal sometimes. In lieu of an that's crazy to end a combo.
Damn, if I ever see a long text, they're like, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. I'm sorry in advance if I say, damn, that's crazy to you, or wow, that's crazy. I mean, I'm not listening.
Now it's also like, if I see a super long text, I'm just like, take all the time you need. Even if, like, I don't know the background. Like, it's just take all the time you need.
Noted.
That's crazy.
I hate when someone says, oh, that's funny, instead of laughing.
Oh, yeah.
That really bothers me.
Don't
patronize me.
That's a witty special.
Wait, really?
Yeah, Woody does that to me a lot. He's like, that's funny. I'm like,
That's clever.
I just think that's because his robot upgrade doesn't know how to laugh yet.
Oh, it doesn't have that feature?
Yeah, we need one it more does. Software it's update.
Very disturbing. It comes out,
Are you single?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Norm.
I've noticed that all my yawns are Harry Carey, so like when I catch myself in the middle of it, I'll end it with, I'm like,
Mike, what if you had the erotic fantasy book of Jeff Goldblum having sex, but in the middle of it, it's just there's a Harry Carey,
You want to do a three-way, Harry Carey, Jeff Goldblum, and Owen Wilson?
Yeah. Let's do it. I don't know why, Zach, you tiptoed around that. Like, you should have just gone for it.
Yes, of course.
Wow.
Hey.
I think you may have found it. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Well,
one more.
Very well.
Hi, everybody.
I love the polite Arnold, like, root for one more.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Libertard.
And finally, Fruit Loops are all the same flavor, just different colors. I refuse to believe that.
Is that right?
I refuse to believe it. I mean, try the grapefruit loop and tell me that doesn't taste different than the cherry one, because it does. I love Fruit Loops.
Stugatz.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Did you know that all of Fruit Loops were the same flavor, just different colors?
Refuse to believe it.
This is the Dan Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
Represented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code Dan for a special offer when you sign up. That's code Dan, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
That was brutal.
Are you kidding me?
So I was watching this Aubrey Plaza movie last night, and she's having a moment right now. Well, there's two. I saw one in the theaters and one via streaming.
Chris Cody, Billy Gill?
Well, Allison always compared Aubrey Plaza to Billy Gill. It was always something that she said. I was trying to steal it for myself, but thanks for putting it out there, Mike.
Never when you did karaoke. Have you done this?
You're a Hall & Oates fan? I would have thought more of the Roots.
It is what it is.
Do you guys think we could do this from the top accurately as it was the first time it was done?
Not without Chris Cody.
It's going to be tough, yeah.
In the role of Chris Cody.
All right, let me grab him back in. We gotta. No, just talking it out. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to do it anymore.
You want me to start?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah. Wait, Tony, are we rolling? Yeah, we're rolling. Are we rolling audio?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, go ahead.
I saw two Aubrey Plaza movies last night, one in the theater and one when I got home.
Oh, she's having a moment right now.
Was she playing Aubrey Plaza in it?
No, she wasn't. Not in either.
What movies were they?
I saw Emily the Criminal in the theater and then got home and saw Ingrid Goes West.
That was a good movie. There's a lot of interesting stuff in there about social media.
You know, Aubrey Plaza reminds me of Billy a little bit.
Allison always used to say that.
I was just trying to pawn that off as my own take, so thanks for calling me out on that, Mike.
I mean, are you wearing a Hall & Oates shirt?
I am. I love Hall & Oates.
I would have guessed the Roots.
I've known you for 10 years. You have never once mentioned Hall & Oates.
What are you talking about? I sing it all the time.
You've never sung it at karaoke.
I did Out of Touch.
Out of Touch, more like your radio career.
No black friends.
Brutal.
Sorry for farting.
I knew it. You
know
did.
It. You can hear
you
it.
You did. It smelled
the chair. It's
you
not
couldn't
the chair.
Recreate the noise. Yeah, that's how we knew. You couldn't recreate the noise.
You farted.
This kangaroo court is in session.
Fart bear.
Jeremy Gasse.
Did y'all see the tweet that Juju put up for that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a picture.
Fantastic. What a fantastic.
With the cowboy hat on.
That's the
What's
sheriff.
What's the story behind that picture?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Tony, What's Lewis, the
story
and I
There's
walked
no story. That's
Austin
a normal. That's a totally normal picture.
Before South by Southwest and tried on Stetson hats and all put on cowboy boots and cowboy hats.
Wrexham, I just met him.
Hubba, hubba. Rectees.
Mm.
Maidenhead United.
Woking.
Dorking Wanderers.
down 2-1.
Got three units on him.
I got table right.
What's Tom Brady doing with his hair?
What's that middle part?
What is he doing?
That middle part is so weird. You typically see that when it's got longer hair.
No, but it's really popular on TikTok right now.
Wait.
The kids love the middle part.
He's transforming into my grandma Juana.
Is it like Wolverine?
Yeah, it kind of looks like Wolverine right now.
You know,
Zach, you should try the middle part. Yeah.
Right,
you got to get a comb.
Go get
hard,
a comb.
Hard edge down the middle.
I don't have a brush.
Do you have a comb?
I do have a comb.
Go wet the comb.
Guys, liquid collagen. Let me tell you about this stuff.
I've heard.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Out of here. You got to use it more than a day.
I spoke to a dietitian last night. Said it doesn't work.
Wikipedia is not trustworthy.
No, Tom Cruise told Oprah that that Dustin Hoffman totally ad-libbed that fart. And then they put it in the movie. That's why it's my number one. I switched it with Step Brothers.
What was the rest of that list?
Hold on.
Ogle Miyoshi.
It is what
Donaghy.
What's Cinephobe?
I'm so glad you asked that, Jessica. Cinephobe's the podcast where Miguel Hassan and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes, and we try to ascertain if they're properly poorly rated or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. That's Cinephobe. It's produced by Anthony Mays, wherever you get your podcast. We're in Denzel month. We just did Man on Fire with Juju Gotti.
Hi, Chidi Ohanatu?
I want to point out something real quick here. Zach has been on my ass for months
Let's correct this. Nope. Let's correct this.
What?
You got this wrong on the post-game show last week.
You just met him.
I didn't say you don't promote the podcast. The thing is
yes, you do.
You don't ask for reviews. We need to pander for reviews. I have made a bold claim that if we don't get to 5,000 reviews on Apple Podcasts by the end of the year, the podcast is over. We're ending it. Now, I don't really have the authority to do that, but we need to threaten it to get the reviews in.
And Zach says, I mean, you're on all the time and you never mentioned it. And
no, you never asked for reviews. That's what I've said.
Well, you never asked for reviews either. If I hadn't prompted you right there, you wouldn't have asked for it.
Hey, listener, we would love it if on your old Apple Podcast app,
you went into Spotify.
Just put a, or, well, both really. Just throw, go throw a 5-star review in there. Don't care what you say. You can insult us.
So, Zach, if you wrap the show because you don't get enough reviews, would the Turk come and take your playbook?
Yeah. Takes my DVD collection, which is just two copies of Gala Walkers and two copies of Theodore Rex at this point.
What?
Ah, the Turk.
Theodore Rexham.
Is that Juju Terry Carey?
Oh my God. Move over, Daniel Radcliffe.
best limited fake.
By the way, you guys are top 50 in the TV and film category on Apple Podcasts. So these reviews are massively important.
Massively important, yeah.
Consistently top 50. But who's counting? Am I right?
Don Levitard.
Fans cheer that type of stuff. Tom Brady went down with an Achilles the only time he got hurt in his entire career, and I was fist pumping in my living room at home because the Jets finally had a chance to win a division. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize for that.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize for that is one of the most amazing sentences you've ever uttered.
Stugatz.
From the maker of Trust Me, Don't Trust Me comes, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to apologize. You are amazing.
Thank you. I know.
You are a flabbergasting delight. You happen upon genius comedy by accident.
That's my gift.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
Jer-Bear says this is our fly episode. We're doing a bottle episode of the Levitard Show right now.
What does that mean?
Keeping it, well, a bottle episode is an episode of a TV show where they don't use, they use one set and it's low budget and they do it so that the rest of the season fits within the budget and they kind of film everything within like the same, like small, it's called a bottle episode because it's like the entire episode is taking place like in the bottle. Like you're not leaving
in a bottle.
Right. So like they're not using other sets or other actors. So there's an episode of Breaking Bad that was very controversial because they filmed the entire thing in this like meth super lab and it was just the two characters talking the whole time.
I liked it.
I liked
it
too.
What Roy's problem is with it.
Roy hated it. It was controversial. People outside of, some people didn't like it.
Guys, I have a question.
It's limited.
How do people build boats in bottles? Is that a scam? Are we being fooled? Is there an open end on the other side and you push the boat in? How do you build it with like little tiny like, things. I don't
detail,
get it.
Details. There's a lot of details in those like boats and bottles.
And like little, you know, little the sails planks and the sail and the ropes that you can climb up to, you know, the thing.
Nest?
Yeah. I was going to say a carajo, which is in Spanish. That's what it's called. But I couldn't think of the English word for it.
So I feel like I'm right on the edge of that algorithm for TikTok because I'm big into reveal this magic trick TikTok right now. And
That sounds exciting.
You learn a lot.
Wait, Zach, follow me on TikTok so we can send each other TikToks.
All right, I'm on it.
That's how I consume TikTok.
So hold on, you're on the edge of boats and bottles?
I feel like that's next. That's got to be the next step, right? I went from chiropractor to reveal this magic trick to it's got to be... just how do you build a ship inside a bottle?
So nobody has the answer. I mean, you look like a man with answers.
No. I don't know how ships are built inside bottles other than maybe like very carefully. But I did Google bottle episode. Why is it called a bottle episode? And it says the term bottle show was coined by Leslie Stevens, creator and executive producer of the 1960s TV series The Outer Limits, for an episode made in very little time at very little cost. Quote, as in pulling an episode right out of a bottle like a genie. That's not what I would have guessed.
No, you got to rub it the right way.
I think my explanation of bottle is better.
Hubble.
Always Sunny had one. Remember, they were on a ship.
In the cruise ship, yeah. They get sent to prison in the cruise ship.
The gang goes to hell.
Mm-hmm.
That's the infamous
God damn it, Dutch. What are the errands you have us running for the DA?
The CCH founder.
We were talking earlier about how I'm easing my way into football season.
Mm.
And this was the observation that for me really stuck out as I am really easing my way into football season because I didn't know that this was even a remote possibility. Did you guys know that the opening day starter for the Seattle Seahawks is going to be Geno Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Pete Carroll was like, hey, we got two great quarterbacks.
I hadn't a clue about that. I hadn't a clue.
They just named it like last week.
I know. It happened yesterday.
Crazy competition. The competition for the starting job. I mean, it was neck and neck.
Yeah, and Drew Locke had COVID, I think, before preseason week two, so he missed that game and his chance to make a big impression. But I cannot believe that an NFL team in 2022 is entering the year with Geno Smith as their quarterback.
Scorching hot take. We'll see Drew Locke this season.
Yeah. Of course. We'll see a third quarterback. We'll see them be linked with every, like, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to get waived. He might go there. Like, I just can't fathom that an NFL team decided after 8 months of like being able to plan for a draft, for free agency, for quarterbacks coming available via trade, they're like, you know what we're going to do? Geno Smith. That our fans who have come to expect a good team for like a decade and a half are going to be okay with Geno Smith, who is terrible for the Jets and has bounced around for a million other teams. How is this possible?
Rebuilding
I'm rooting
here.
For him now. I want him to come out and have like the crazy Nick Foles type season. Just throw that thing out, air it out all over the field.
That's a tough hiccup there.
Which part?
That's crazy.
I submit to you 4,000 yards for Geno Smith.
Impossible. 30 tutties,
11 INTs.
No. If it comes, I will sit. Has he thrown 30 touchdowns in his career?
There's no way.
About to happen.
Total, yes.
It's all about opportunity,
guys.
I mean,
if that exact stat line happens, I will sit and do this show in my underpants. There is no way.
Clip that.
Career 34 touchdowns, 37 interceptions.
Please. Juju, get on that.
Completion percentage, 58.8%.
You should have episode from your bathtub.
34
sure,
career touchdowns.
Why not? I'll do a show from my bathtub if Geno Smith does this.
Treat yourself, King.
All right, let me write that down. 4K.
4,000. What'd you say? 32 touchdowns,
no,
11 30, interceptions?
30 and 11.
30 and 11?
Yeah,
30 touchdowns, 11.
I will do the show.
I mean, it's attainable.
I will do the show from my bathtub if this happens.
No, that's not. Hold on. No,
I will
no,
also
no, no.
do the
no, no.
show from Witty's bathtub.
Yeah.
If that happens.
Like, I feel like you just took advantage of a loophole that Jessica
Lewis,
came up with.
Two.
He's got to do both. He's got to do both.
Lewis, Mike, and Witty all from Witty's bathtub.
Be a lot of water displacement.
We got to be careful with the microphones. That could be tragic.
Yeah.
No one said anything about water.
You could just sit in the bathtub clothed. You guys kind of made it like a bath.
It can be kind of like a bobsled team, right? You can all sit
That's
like
where they
in
practice.
Succession, yeah.
Mm. So you need like a boom mic situation, right? That kind of just sort
or lav.
Yeah.
No, lav has the exact opposite effect. No, lav is for one person.
No, you can attach
laboratory.
It to
laboratory. Oh.
Oh shit. Sorry, Jess.
That was crazy.
Yeah, it was.
I think it's a good show.
We work in audio. How do you not know how a lav works?
No, because I was doing a thing of like you could pinch it to your nipples because you guys were going to have no shirts on.
That's true.
What I was doing, but nobody.
One on each? Huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Stereo sound.
Like a double. Yeah, like a
yes,
double
surround sound.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What if we find out that Witty's got a third nipple?
I mean, buddy, we got three lavs.
Third mic.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Witty, take off your shirt.
Yeah, take it off.
Chris, we've done this before, but show me your belly button.
Jerry, I'm good.
Show me your belly button.
It's amazing. That's the line. The belly button's the line.
All notes.
I would have figured the roots.
Aubrey Plaza.
Having a moment.
Oates and Hall.
Allison said.
Allison.
That.
Like your radio career.
Chidi Ahanatu.
Rexham.
I just met him.
This is a bad episode.
Oh, no, this is so good.
This is the worst one we've ever done.
The Reddit's going to love it.
This is the worst episode we've ever done.
Back.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, the math will change on this podcast.
Yeah. Dan was going to be off
decades.
For another week.
He's coming in tomorrow. He's coming for our mics.
Dan's going to eat at this trough. You know what that means.
Does every episode have to be award-winning, five-star comedic gold? Can't we take a little vacation mentally sometimes
First
while we do
all,
the show?
I submit to you that this has been a very funny episode.
Yeah, for us at least.
Only the best realist fans from day one will find this funny.
Mm-hmm.
I have many leather-bound books.
Tell me you're a real fan without telling me you're a real fan.
Exactly.
Are we doing internet patois now? Oh my God. Let me get that new top five out.
Top five internet patois?
That's it. That's the list.
Well, that would have to be number one.
Yes!
Period. Spelled out.
Keep that same energy.
A lot of that this weekend on NFL Twitter.
Who will stop these guys?
Scary hours. I'm him.
Mid.
This is a new one, folks. God did.
Have you guys noticed all of Schefter's replies now are just W's or L's?
Sorry, I jumped around on that one.
Well, internet from 3 years ago, my wife left me.
Yes, it's the new my wife left me. In all the rap sheet and Shefty tweets.
You drop this, King.
Grand Rising.
Aubrey Plaza.
Out of touch.
Hall & Oates.
Allison.
Reminds me of Billy.
Hi, everybody. Oh, watch out now.
Wrexham, I just met him.
Dorking Wanderers.
Ogle Miyoshi.
Are you kidding me?
Chidi Ahanatu.
Borham Wood leading Woking Dorking Wanderers 3-1.
Tell me no one scored in the first 15 minutes.
No, Alfie Rutherford did.
Without telling me no one scored in the first 15 minutes.
Not us. Not us running this into the ground.
Brutal.
First of all.
Has Charles Barkley ever gotten a second of all?
Oh my God. How could I forget?
It's giving.
Running it into the ground vibes. Say less.
That's how you feel?
Bottle episode.
Welcome to Cinephobe.
What's Cinephobe?
Liquid College.
It's a podcast.
Doesn't work if you drink it.
Modern drunkard.
Genteel drunkard.
Modern drinker.
Okay, we have to stop. I don't think I can stop.
Stop D's.
But
I think we're trapped in an endless time loop.
Bofa.
Maybe you have Ligma.
Mime Goblin.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.